Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Hello and welcome. 今週何か楽しいことあった？
今週のすべて？
うん。
友達の誕生日だった。
へえ、ハッピーバースデー。
ハッピーバースデー、友達。チエは？
私は特にない。普通の。
特にないか。
通常の。
そっか。
日々を過ごしました。
まあそれなりにいいんだけどね。
うん。At a normal week this week.
Yeah.
Today, we'll be relaxing to the topic of 二度と versus 一生。
難しいかもしれない。
難しいかもしれない。あらららら。頑張りましょう。一緒に頑張りましょう。
はい。
二度とないチャンス逃がしたことある？
特にないかもな。知恵は？
私は時々思うんだけど、美術大学に行けた時あって、うん行けばよかったなって思ったりする時がある。
うん、ああ、そう、sometimes 行けたらよかったと思ってる？
時々思うけど、まあ、まあ、It turned out alright.
まあ、Yeah, it did. Alright, let's break that down. That was a lot.
The very, very first question that we asked, 今週何か楽しいことあった was, Did you have anything that went on this week that was fun? And then Tai said, someone's birthday.So we say happy birthday.
Yeah. 誕生日おめでとう。
But 二度とないチャンス逃がしたことある is 二度とない a chance that appeared that will never ever happen again. 逃がしたことある Did you let it get away or run away?
And I said 特にないかもな which is like, maybe not really. Like, I can't think of anything in particular. So, probably, maybe not.And then Chie wa? So how about you, Chie?
And then I said, 美術大学 is art school? に行けたかもしれなかった時 or something along those lines. There was a time period where I could have went to art school, and then I ended up doing something else.
And you also started that sentence with 時々思うんだけど or something along that line, right?
時々 is sometimes 思うんだけど think about.
Mm-hmm.Sometimes you wonder about what your life could have been like, right? If you had gone. And then I said, 行けたらよかったと思ってる。So, like, 行けたら if you were able to go, よかった。Like, would that have been good? And then, と思ってる。Like, are you thinking that right now? Do you think that?
And then I said, I think I responded in English, but not really.
You might have. Yeah.
It turned out all right. まあ、人生。楽しく生きてるので、having a good 人生 life, so no regrets there.
よかったね。Yeah. I feel like that's part of it for me too, is like, I don't really regret any decisions because I made them with like the best information I could at the time, you know what I mean? And it just led to where I am today, and I'm pretty solid here today, I think, so.
よかったです。Before we jump into the actual episode,With examples and such, we do want to say that we understand that 一生 and 一生 sound the same to beginner listeners out there. What's the difference, Tai, of 一生 and 一生?
So that difference is the first 一生 is gotten elongated, kind of the 生 sound is elongated. So 一生 and then 一生, it doesn't have that elongated sound. So...一緒 So, first, elongated versus non-elongated. So, 一緒一緒 That's very an important difference there.
And 一緒 the short, 一緒 means together. 一緒 is, we'll go over it later too, but for a lifetime is what that is.
Yeah.
So, if, for example, 一緒にショッピング行く would be, do you want to go to shopping together? 一緒にショッピング行く Versus...
Shorter one.
一生に一度。一生に一度。It's that elongated... Yeah. Once in a lifetime is what that's saying. 一生 lifetime に一度。One time.
Yeah, and that second one is longer. 一緒, right.
Yes.
難しいね。
But today we are talking about the longer one, the 一緒 one.
Yes.
Hi. 二度と. We briefly covered what it kind of meant, but what does that mean? 二度と.
二度と. So you have ni, which is two, and then that to is like times in this case. There's a couple of other meanings, but times for this one. So two times, and then to is like a particle, the to particle. So
not a second time.
Yeah, just basically a second time. Second, maybe encounter, maybe you could also say, depending on context.
Mm. It's commonly used as, I won't ever do that thing ever again, like in a regret way. And then there's not going to be a chance like this a second time kind of way. The 二度と. So it's kind of looking at the past, regretting something is when you would use this.
Yeah, yeah. 二度としないとか. So I will never do it again.
Tai, この 二度と戻らない人生の中で 何が一番大切だと思う?
わあ、そうだね。 難しい。 超ディープな質問。
超ディープな質問。深い質問。
Do you say deep or 深い? I don't know.
You can say either. I don't know if anyone in Japan, like, I don't know if everyone that you come across in Japan would know what deep means.
Okay, so 深い maybe is more suitable.
Mm.
All right, but I think the answer, 好きなものをいっぱいやること. I think I just want to do a lot of things that I want to do, you know? I guess that's really the entire translation.
Yeah, it is.
知恵は?
この二度と戻らない人生 is this life that will never come back, or, you know, there isn't like a second chance, essentially, の中で, inside of this life. 何が一番大切だと思う? What do you think is the most important thing, you think? And I guess I would say, I think time is really important.
Mm.
And 時間は大切にしようかなと思う.
Yeah, let's value our time. I agree. I agree. I guess it's kind of like the same thing. I feel like we said the same thing almost in a way. Because what I'm basing mine on is like, yeah, there's only a limited amount of time. So make sure you spend it doing stuff you like as much as possible.
Yeah, I agree. あとは人とのつながりを大切にする。人とのつながり, person connectedness を大切.
Yeah.
To
like bonds, cherish. Relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. すごい大切にしなきゃね. You have to treat them as really important.
And then kind of related to the very first topic was 悔いのないようにいろいろチャレンジしてみる. I think this is really important because, like, you can get stuck in something that you think you like for a really long time, and then you do something new, and you're like, oh my gosh, why didn't I try this new thing earlier or something?
そうだよね.
Mm. So I think it's, チャレンジしてみること is kind of fun, to me at least. I like チャレンジしてみること.
僕も思ってる. Yeah, I agree. What's something that's like a challenge that you've tried at any point in your life? And you're like, wow, this is actually something I love.
めっちゃいっぱいあるよ.
じゃあ、一番最近のやつは?
一番最近は、 3D の、 あの、Blender? I'm using Blender, but I'm making 3D assets for like games and stuff. 3D art.
Yeah.
チャレンジしてます、今.
Oh, yeah, and you post the art on your Twitter, right? All the time. I'm always liking it over there.
Yeah. タイはなんかした?最近。
最近はカレー作った。カレー作ったと。うん、そうだよね。カレー作った。 Yeah. Well, I have been actually cooking more, so it's been pretty nice to kind of just throw things together and based on what I already know about cooking instead of following a recipe, and that's been fun. But I don't know if that really counts as an 一緒.
え、チャレンジじゃない? Like, you could be
チャレンジだけどね。
Not doing it.
It's true.
新しいレシピとかにチャレンジしたりとか.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It does work for both smaller and bigger things, right?
とはね、遊園地のお化け屋敷の話なんだけどね. お化け屋敷なんてもうコリゴリ二度と入ったりしないからとか、二度と入りたくないとか、二度とあんなとこ誘わないで.
So there's three responses for what you can do, or three follow-up sentences what you can do, right?
Yeah.
遊園地のお化け屋敷、何ですか?
遊園地のお化け屋敷はね、horror house? Horror house. Yeah?
Mm, yeah, お化け屋敷. Yeah, like a
ghost
haunted mansion kind
yeah,
of deal.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Ghosts, yeah.
Mm. お化け is ghost, and 屋敷 is like a big mansion.
で、遊園地。遊園地は、
遊園地。
Amusement park. Amusement park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Not, 遊園地? 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 幼稚園?
幼稚園.
Is the opposite, right?
幼稚園, 幼稚園 is a kindergarten.
I get those mixed up sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
幼稚園, I mean, you're correct. I don't know.
Yeah. I think I get those mixed up. There's mm-hmm. something that's almost like more direct that I'm thinking of that I can't put my finger on right now, but I also mix up.
で、なんて、もう、コリゴリ。What does コリゴリ mean? That's a good word.
Yeah, I think it's like you're fed up with it, right?
うん。
You're fed up with it?
もう、いや。
Yeah.
したくない。コリゴリ。
うん。もう、やだ。やだ、やだ。
I don't ever want to do it, or I'm tired of it. I'm fed up with it.
うん。なんか、この文が知恵っぽい。
ああ。
Because you've never watched, any scary movies, like, ever.
却下です。はい。100% 却下。I can't say kori kori to them because I've never seen them. Just nope.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't like any scary things. It's a good decision. Every time I watch scary things, I regretted it. So
it is a very good decision. I am going to stick to it.
Yeah, smart. Kyakka is like 100% decline. So kyakka.
Kyakka
like
decline.
You can submit something for approval and then kyakka at work or whatever. It's declined. Rejected.
Oh no.
Rejected. Yeah.
but to that, you can say 二度と入ったりしないから二度と never ever ever 入ったりしない I will not go in or 二度と入りたくない I don't want to go in ever 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 The last one I said though is 二度とあんなとこ誘わないで
Yeah, don't invite me to that place ever again or a second time, which is in this case ever again because it's used with like the negative and whatnot, right? Basically
But at a 区役所, I don't know why, but the 区役所 had like a 夏祭り going on at the 区役所, like putting on a 夏祭り.
Yeah.
It's a ward office, I guess.
Yeah, ward office. It's like a government office, yeah.
で、一回夏祭り. 夏祭り is like a summer festival みたいなのやってて、なんか何でか知らないんだけどね。I ended up in line. With my mom and my sister to go through the obake yashiki that they were having.
They had a obake yashiki in the 区役所?
Yes, they set up, I don't know, like one of their offices or something. And in Japan, it's a thing. Like if they have like a local festival, like they'll put on obake yashiki. I don't know. Why? Stop. No, it's scary. but yeah, I want to say that's the only time I've been to obake yashiki. But... ずっと目つぶってた。It's like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes to go through the whole thing. お姉ちゃんの手 と, と、お母さんの手ギュッて握ってて、怖くて。
Oh my god.
でもずっと目つぶった。It was like started, you know, trying to peek a little bit. No. No.
無理?
無理だった。めっちゃ怖かった。
So you're just waiting in line in...A haunted like house basically in a 区役所, in a government office.
Yep.
That's so weird. That's so weird to me.
二度と行かないです。一生、一生 is the next one. 一生行かないです。
Yeah. 一生行かないね。何歳だった?その時。
何歳だった?3年生くらいかな?10歳?
Third
grade-ish? Ten years old-ish?
Kind of scary, especially for someone who doesn't watch any horror movies and whatnot. Yeah.
あとは、いつ二度と使える? When else can you use 二度と?
So if you move, then maybe there's some people that you'll never meet again or whatnot. Or like you'll never be in the same house again or whatnot. Like if you sell your house...then maybe you'll never go back to that house. You could say 二度と there. But if we're not talking about people, you could say 引っ越したらもう二度と会えないかもしれない。So like, oh, if I move, then maybe もう I'll never be able to meet them again. That もう is like もう二度と. Like, oh, never again. As long as it's used with the negative, which we have 会えない. So we'll not be able to meet.
Another common phrase with that, 二度と会えない, you might hear in like a drama or something or anime is 二度とこんな風にみんなと一緒にバカやったりできないんだな。
そうだよね。So you won't be able to like kind of
goof
act
around.
Like idiots or
yeah.
be yeah, goof around in this way again.
バカやったりできない。Yeah. You'll hear that.
バカやったり。That's good. I like that.
あとね、ちょっと聞いて。キャンプに行ったんだよね、一回。アメリカで。キャンプに行った時に、200箇所くらい蚊に刺されたの。
蚊に刺された
蚊に刺された。
蚊。
蚊 is mosquito. I went camping one time in America. 200箇所。I'm exaggerating, probably. But it felt like 200箇所。200 places. 蚊に刺された。Mosquito bites. 刺される。It's okay. So in English, you say mosquito bites. In Japanese, 蚊に刺される is to like be stabbed by because you know they stab and drink your blood.
I've been very confused recently. Well, not confused, but like surprised by how often or how like versatile the word sasu is because it is stab, but also there's like you can sasu like a cord into an outlet and like. When someone told me to do that, like, the other day, I was like, wait, stab what? What am I stabbing? And I'm like, oh. And at first I'm like, wait, they're going to stab me? Like, wait, what? I'm like, oh, the outlet.
You can also sasu a cumbrella. Kasa. Cumbrella.
Kasa.
Consento sasu. Kasa sasu. Kani sasareru. To nani ga aru kana? This is the normal, like... Yubi o sasu mo aru yo. You point at someone, yubi o sasu.
Yeah. So sasu for yubi and kasa. So finger and umbrella, though I think those are two different kanji. But the others are the sasu. Like the stabby kanji.
Stop it, Japanese.
I think. Yeah. It's fun. It's always fun.
It is. But like, I don't know. They kind of mean the same thing if you think about it. So I don't know. I think it's fine.
Kind of. Maybe that's Chia's Japanese brain speaking.
そうね。ごめんね。
It reminds me of onomatopoeia. Doesn't it just sound like it? Chia.
It does. It totally... Busu. Busu desasu.
Busu. Busu.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but if you do end up going camping and 200 kasho ka ka ni sasareta toki, Crater Lake ってなんて、二度とキャンプしたくない。
したくないね、さすがに。なんか、that reminds me of...The time that I went on like a nature hiking trail. Hiking に行った時、子供の時の話だけど。So this is like kind of a story of when I was a kid. But my brother stepped on like a hornet's nest. He ran past it, like an in-ground hornet nest. And I was behind him. So he ran past and the hornets didn't care about him.
ちょっと。
でも僕が何回刺されたから。超嫌だった。あの、二度と、あの、なんか、ハイキングのトレイル、道、わかんないけど、行かない。
うわー。Wait, hornets have、巣 in the ground?
Yeah, a 巣、yeah, nest.
Yeah.
It's, or maybe it was a wasp, but some sort of very evil bug had a ground nest.
最悪の日だった
んだね。最低だった。yeah, it was the worst.
Oh,
so,
man.
二度とあのところ行かない。I'm never going there again.
あらららら。
あらららら。
で、もう一個のは、一生、for a lifetime, you can use it kind of like, it's gonna be like this for the rest of my life, or it's forever. Going off the moving example, when you're leaving, you could say to the people, みんなのこと一生忘れないからね。
I'll never forget you guys.
I'll never forget you.
Yeah, or to be more literal, over my entire lifetime, I'll never forget you. 一生, right? One lifetime, or one life, basically, are the kanji. And keep in mind, this is the elongated 一生.
一生,
right?
Yeah. 一生忘れられない思い出がいっぱいできてる。Or できた。
いっぱいね。
Or ある。Yeah.忘れられない思い出。
忘れられない unforgettable memories. 忘れられない思い出 memories.
All the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
so much fun to pronounce. It's so rough when I'm trying to speak, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm speaking freely, I just end up... Blah, 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 it turns into that.
Or if you're leaving somewhere that you just kind of hate, you can also say, こんな街一生帰ってきたくない. あんな街一生頼まれても戻らない.
Yeah, I never want to go back there. Or even if someone asks me, I'm never going back.
一生頼まれても, something something is kind of common too. Forever, 頼まれても, even if someone asks me, something something. I won't do it, or yeah, go to the obakiyashiki, or go step on the wasp's nest.
Yeah, definitely not going back there.
一生もの聞いたことある? Have you heard
一生もの? ないかもしれない. 何ですか?
It's rare, but you can see it on like advertising or like used in advertising phrasing too. But something that is valuable and or like very durable, so it'll last. So let's say like I bought a watch. これは一生もの. この時計は一生もの. Because it's very durable or it's very valuable and right. You can keep it for the rest of your life or forever.
Okay. Yeah, it'll last you your whole life. いいね. So you know.
Your mother, when you bring over a girlfriend, also can say 一生もんだね.
So I imagine that's probably got a slight teasing context to it, right? Yeah. Or nuance to it, yeah. Right? Yeah, especially if it's like your first girlfriend and you're a kid or a teenager.
Well, I would assume that your mother would probably not say that to her. I don't know. But if maybe you were serious and you brought the girlfriend over, boyfriend over, 一生もんだね。一生に一度しかない. This is a very common phrase. 一生に一度。一度,
one time. So 二度 is that two times. So 一度, one time. And then 一生に一度, so once in a lifetime, basically.
一生に一度しかない。大チャンスとか。大チャンス.
Big chance.
とか一生に一度のお願い.
So like a favor.
Once in a lifetime favor, yeah. That's also very common. That whole complete phrase, 一生に一度のお願い. 一生に一度のお願いだから、みたいな.
Please.
Please.
Yeah, this is a once in a lifetime request.
私はね、小さい頃馬に乗りたかったんだけどね。 一生に一度のお願いは馬に乗らせてください。 で、I said that. And then they're like, well, you could just save it up, you know, save up money on your own and we'll take you. So I did.
Oh, you did?
5,000円くらいだったかな? Yeah. I had to save up my okozukai for a couple months. Probably more than a couple months. But I eventually got to where I had 5,000円. 溜まってて馬に乗りに行きました.
Ooh.
日本だよ.
いいね. そうなんだ. So you had 5,000円, which is 5,000 yen. 日本の熊本?
熊本.
そうなんだ. I don't think of 日本 as ever being like a place you can ride horses very often.
Yeah, you don't really think about it very much, but I did it. It was okay. It was fun and disappointing at the same time because it was my first time, you know? And
yeah.
一番最初の時は走らせてくれないので. They just kind of make you go in circles. They wouldn't let you run. So 楽しかったけどちょっと悲しかった.
Yeah, that's sad. That sounds sad. No.
So then I went to a horse camp like later in my life, but that's a whole nother story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just drop that on us, but that is a whole nother story.
一生立ちは聞いたことある? 一生立ち? Have you heard 一生立ち?
Yeah. Or I don't think I've heard of 一生立ち, but I can make a guess it's one's like a lifetime friend. Right?
いる?
Because 立ち I've heard. いる。いる?
いる?
Yeah.
おお。知恵は?いる? いる. いる is have in this case. I have.
Yeah. It could technically also mean do you need them, but
I do also need them.
Yes, everyone needs them.
必要です.
Yeah. Oh wait, can I want to say an oyaji gagu.
どうぞ.
You could be like really mean if you're like お父さんいる? Like if someone like calls you on the phone or something like that, is like, oh, is your dad here? And you'd be like, いらない. You're like, I don't need him.
Yeah! かわいそうじゃん.
かわいそう、お父さん. でも一緒だしいる. Because dachi, tomodachi. So that's like just taking the last part. It's like a slang kind of. Right?
Yeah, you will hear dachi though. 俺のdachi. It's kind of more casual, but dachi tsuretekitaぜとか. Dachi tsuretekitayo,みたいな.
That explains it.
Yeah. Can I take my dachi?
Yeah. Dachi. I learned it from ReZero. So they talk in that kind of style that you just did. So now it makes a lot of sense to my brain.
This is also common. 一生懸命四字熟語です。四字熟語?
Four character, like, basically expression. 一生懸命. So, 一生懸命. I have to be careful to elongate the o show sound. It's like basically like doing your best, trying your hardest, right? So 一生, you have that lifetime, and then 懸命. So 懸命 is like really trying really hard, like desperately, maybe almost even, right?
Very concentrated, very pouring your whole being into
earnest. Yeah, utmost effort, basically. Like just trying extremely hard. That can also, funny story about 一生懸命. You can also say 一生懸命. So you can not elongate the show and just have it be like the normal show. But it's not the same show as the one we talked about at the start.
No.
So it's tokoro, which is like place. So it means the same thing, but like the construction is kind of different. But it means the same thing. So even if you don't or do elongate, you're technically saying the same thing with a different construction. But it still comes out the same, so you're okay.
Yeah.
So 一生懸命 or 一生懸命.
Yeah.
Both are correct. And mean the same thing.
When you're elongating Japanese, for example, for this one, it's 一生懸命 if it's written in hiragana, but you don't say 一生懸命 because that's really hard and no one wants to say that. So
yeah, it is.
一生懸命 is what it ends up being. It's just the extension of the one before it. 一生懸命.
Yeah, that u elongates the o sound.
There are very few instances that like kōri is not kōuri. It's kōri. Ice means ice.
Right.
But
there's two o's, right?
Yeah.
Kō, and then you have o, and then ri. Yeah. Well, there's definitely a couple like
there tōri, are.
Tō, o, i. Yeah.
But most of the time it will be u.
Yeah, most of the time it is u. 人生で一番一生懸命したことは何ですか?
私はね、ここに書いたのはね。 And I think it's true. When I drew all the kana no when you're learning kana in Native Shark, you get these pictures that go with the kanas. And there's 92 of them, I think.
Yeah, sounds about right.
kana hiragana and katakana, so whatever how many ever there are. I have to draw 92 little pictures. I think maybe in a month. I can't remember the exact time frame, but
ちょっと腕がもぎ取れるかと思いました. You thought your arm would fall off. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of drawing. It was a lot of drawing.
いや、めっちゃ頑張ったな. I did a lot.
お疲れ様です.
頑張りました.
They came out well, I'd say.
Yeah, I think they're kind of cute. タイは?
僕は… そうだな. 日本語を勉強することかな? I don't know. I definitely did a lot. We definitely had a lot of times in Native Shark where I might have beat that. Like, but I can't think of a specific exact time. But like, I've always kind of poured my everything into studying Japanese. So I think that's what comes to mind at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I left Tai's spot open in our little document. And below the blank space, I put タイは親父ギャグを極めることに一生を注ぎました.
Hi. Yeah, after I learned Japanese, I learned how to make good 親父ギャグ.
極めること。親父ギャグ. Yeah, is to
いい言葉.
Like purify like the way like
what would you say in English? To like bring it to the absolute like almost perfection,
yeah,
like to the extreme, kiwameru,
like, right. He lives and breathes and perfects oyaji gyaku.
Yes,
through this one life goal. That he has. Ni sosogu. Issho sosogu is a phrase where you pour into your something your that you're doing in, yeah, into your life. Mm.
I feel like that's also, you can say that in English, right? He poured his life into studying whatever, right? I poured my life into perfecting oyaji gyaku.
Yeah.
いい目標だよね。
頑張ってください。I'm sure you're already doing it, but...
Yeah. I already did one, right?
Yeah, you did. You did do one today.
But yeah, that wraps it up for today's episode. Thank you everyone for listening all the way to the end. And we want to ask, is there enough Japanese in this episode? Was there too little? Come let us know in the Discord at nativeshark.com/community. And is there anything that kind of caught your interest that you would like us to talk about more? Or maybe did we miss something you thought of? Come let us know. We'll leave you with 今日の質問。人生で一番一生懸命したことは何ですか？
では皆さん、二度と回ってこないチャンスは勇気を出して掴んじゃえ。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
I can't say it too many times in a row. 一生に一度お願い。